All right, so I guess it's time for me to call this meeting to order so we can just at least get started. Although I know, you know, Robin should be, last time she had a hard time getting on, it kept kicking her off. I told her if that happened again, maybe borrow her husband's phone. But let me take roll. Teresa is here. Is David on? No, I don't hear David. Bill, are you on? Not hearing Bill yet. Nisa?
Sorry, I'm here. I'm just muted. Yeah.
Okay, Bill. Anissa? Not hearing her. Lyndon?
Yep, I'm here.
Present. Tom Harper? I'm not hearing him. Mike, can you possibly call him, or is that an inconvenience for you?
No, I'll go ahead and call him. I'm going to mute myself, and then I'll call him.
Okay, so I'm going to call Mike Lewis is present, right, Mike?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm not wandering away.
Okay, Wally James?
Here.
Thank you, Wally. Robin Lewis, are you on yet? No. Darrell? Not hearing Darrell. Nancy Saibar-Naratomi? No. Wendy? Wendy, are you here?
Yeah, I was muted. Sorry about that. I'm here.
Thank you. That's okay. Deb Shafto, are you here? Not hearing Deb. Venetia? Rob Lee? Bruce Grief? No. All right. And Carol McGregor? Okay, is there anyone on the call whose name I did not call out?
Richard.
Hi, Richard Uzel. Okay. Good. All right, well, you're easy to do because you're right there at the end of the alphabet. And you. Okay, and Marianne Martinez said she was going to try to come on, so I will... I will make sure that I text her just in case she forgot. Okay, so has anyone seen the draft agenda? Anybody seen it? No, I guess not. Okay.
Looking at it right now. Thanks for emailing it.
All right.
I move approval of the draft agenda. It's Bill.
Bear with me 1 minute.
I've got it.
Okay. Give me 1 more minute, please. Okay, there we go. So, Bill, do you want to read it to everybody?
Come from.
Okay.
Deborah Bailey.
Deb Shafto here.
Hi, Deb.
Hi, Deb. Okay, I'm about to read the draft agenda that Deb emailed at 6:02, so everybody can look at that if you want. Number one, call to order and roll call, which we just did. Approve agenda, which we're about to do. 3, approved minutes from February 1st. 4, report from the GM/development director, parenthesis pledge drive. 5, fundraising. Under that, we have A, lapsed members, B, special promotions, and C, other. 6, outreach issues. Under that, we have A, social media, B, website, C, email blast, D, any other special efforts to reach listeners. 7, new business, 8, set new next meeting, 9, adjourn.
Okay, let's try to get through this then. Bill, can you take minutes and I will...
I'll take my usual notes, yeah, which are more detailed than minutes, but yeah.
If you'll take your notes, then I will do the minutes, okay?
Okay, great, thank you.
So we are now... Okay, is there any additions or corrections to the agenda?
Hello?
Hello, welcome here.
Teresa?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, just letting you know I'm here.
Thank you. Glad to have you. Venus. Okay, you should have received an email that went out to the whole LSB with the draft agenda, and Bill has just read the draft agenda, and it passed without objection. Okay, I sent out the minutes, I think, on the very day that we took our last meeting, which was on the 2nd of February, and I just sent them out again. Does anyone move to approve the minutes?
So moved.
Bill.
Okay.
And this is Bill. I have one, I hate to say correction, suggestion.
Uh-huh, go ahead.
It kind of applies to all your minutes. Please put the word minutes at the top of the page in big in bold letters or something, because you usually start out with a draft agenda, and you don't realize necessarily you pick this up. This is actually the minutes from that meeting. That's just a suggestion.
So you're suggesting that, I'm sorry, say that one more time.
Just put a heading, put a title at the top of the page that says it's minutes for that meeting.
Okay. Okay, so you're saying before, I usually put the date, and
yes,
then I say KPFT Development and Outreach Working Group draft agenda. So you want me to just,
yes,
put a minutes, so that's the first thing you see. Okay.
Yeah, because it's that the agenda is sort of a subheading under the minutes.
Okay, I will try
just
to do that.
Okay.
Okay, all right, thank you. And does it matter if I put the date before the word minute?
That doesn't matter. It's good to have the date and the name of the committee, and
no
you
problem.
Do that. So that's great. Thank you.
All right, no problem. I'm not hearing Robin. So
Robin is here.
Yay, Robin. So
hello, Robin.
Glad you're here. I'm
hi.
Sorry.
It took a while.
Hi. You're having a hard time getting on?
I was, yeah.
So sorry.
But I seem to be here now.
Okay, good. I did send you a copy of the agenda, but we are on item 4 right now, asking for you or the general manager to give some sort of report. Do you want to say anything by way of a report?
Well, the winter drive ended on March the 7th. It brought in a little more than $88,000 for about a month worth of drive. So what is that, about 35% of what the goal was, $200,000, something like
mm-hmm.
that? So that's not great.
Mm-hmm.
However, I'm told by the business manager that will get the station through one way or the other to the end of the of April.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Other fundraising efforts have been fairly successful. I'm actually quite surprised. And they have been direct mail. Especially the IRS letter that we send to most of our members,
mm-hmm.
has gotten a pretty enthusiastic, response. That has brought in about $10,000 over the course of the last month, which
okay.
is
and this
a
is,
whole lot
this
more than
net,
I thought it would do.
This is net, or the actually the expenses are relatively small compared to what we brought in?
The expenses for the mailing was about $2,200.
Okay.
Because it went to every member.
Mm-hmm.
And it's already brought in about $10,000, and it'll continue to bring in more probably for another month and a half.
Okay.
So
great.
That's pretty good.
Yes. I think
also
I received
responses.
That one.
Yeah, you should have. Also, the we continue to do the renewal mailings. And I actually haven't looked at the numbers for that one. I'm just sort of eyeballing it because I see them all come in. And they look pretty robust, too. So I think people out there are feeling a little more secure in things, at least.
Oh, okay.
Some of the members, some of the listeners, and so that has helped.
So when you say renewal mailings, is this going to anyone whose membership has lapsed or before they got lapse, or who is it going to?
Yeah, all of that.
Okay.
You get one 2 months before your lapsing month, and you get five of them if you don't answer at all, if you don't donate anything at all. 2 months before you lapse, the month that you lapse, and 2 months after. So you get five chances.
Okay.
Now it's not, well, other places do eight.
Unless you give, that's ridiculous. Can you tell me what that is listed in the budget? That the postage for that?
No, I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Anything else?
No, that's all I can think of right now. I didn't prepare anything.
Okay. Let me ask one other question, and this might not have it. You might not know it. I saw something on the budget on expenses, on some report that said taxes. Do you know if we've paid taxes, if we had to pay taxes on the house that was donated?
I do not know. I'm not the person to ask.
Okay, no problem. Does anybody else have any other questions for Robin? Are y'all on mute?
Well, I was, but I don't have a question, but a comment. I think, wouldn't the taxes have to be paid next year?
I just saw
if
some taxes, and I don't
know. If there are taxes
something
like that, I think you might have to wait until next year. Now, next year, there might be some kind of charges on that. I don't know.
But since it was a donation...
I think you wouldn't have to pay anything on it until you sell it, until it's sold.
This is Linda. We took possession of that in February, or should have taken possession around February of 2020. So I think taxes would have had to be paid for the 2020 by January 31st of 2021. It's property taxes.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, well,
yeah,
I'll get the answer to that question anyway. But, Robin, I thank you for that very good news. I really do.
Yeah, we're keeping heads above water.
Okay.
Well, that's good.
Anybody else have any other questions for Robin? Are vehicle donations doing okay?
Yeah, they are. In fact, today I just saw a check come in for a car. I forget what kind, but it netted the station about $1,800.
Good.
Which these days is very good. Because so many cars, they only are able to sell them for scrap, and you get a couple hundred dollars for them.
Mm-hmm.
So this one, like I said, I forget what it was or whatever, but it obviously had more value. So, but we are getting those checks maybe three or four times a month of various amounts. So that's fairly good, pretty good.
Well, it's good that she's paying us more than once a month.
Yeah. It's okay. It seems to be on a weekly basis. If they have a sale, if they have a sale every week, we'll get a check every week.
Now, I see that in March of 2021, it said grant income $10,000. Oh, we budgeted to receive it in March, but there was something on our income expenses. Have we received... can you tell me what $10,000 grant we receive? And somehow in some of the paperwork it showed $12,500. Have you seen anything like that?
Yes. That came from the Hershey Foundation. Because one of the one of KPFT's members is Olive Hershey, and she wanted to give a large gift to KPFT, and she made that happen.
Do you know what
it was? It was in support of ecology programming. So right now, we only have maybe one show that you could really say talks about the environment, and that's called Mini Geology. But the plan is to get something a little more on point on air sometime this year.
Okay. Has she given us any money in 2021, or is that coming up?
Not that I've seen, no.
Okay, okay. And that's, is it usually 10, did it go up or was it 10K last time that you can remember?
10K was something else. Probably the man who gives yearly for to support the prison show and the transmitter in Huntsville.
Okay.
No, this one is new.
All right.
I don't think we've ever gotten anything from their foundation before.
Okay. So there were two gifts last year. One was from Hershey Foundation and one is for the one that usually helps the prison show.
I think so. That $10,000 is.
I'm sorry?
Yeah.
It's the Brown.
At $10,000, I never saw the check if it did come in. It may be something else that I didn't see.
Okay. Who was the person that just talked, just said something? Was that Wendy?
Yeah. We got it when I was there, too. And I know it had been coming in before that. But I wish that you could ask David to go meet that guy. You know, it's one of those discretionary grants that the board members of the Brown Foundation give to things that, you know, that they appreciate. And it's great that KPFT gets one of those. There's, you know, we don't even have to apply for it or any, I don't think, well, maybe, yeah, maybe we do. They tell you they're going to give it to you and then you apply for it, right? You just send a letter, Robin?
Yeah, but it's like pro forma. They even write the letter for you.
Sorry. Yeah, it's awesome. We used to get them at the Orange Show, too.
And Bill for the stack.
All right. Thank you, Wendy, for that information. Thank you, Robin. Lyndon, and then Bill.
Yes, the income statement as put together that we received on the Finance Committee says that grant income March of 2020 was $10,000. So that's probably the prison show grant. Grant income in January of 2021 is at $12,500.
So, Robin, okay. can you find out what those two, what that grant was that we, what was for $12,500 in January?
I just told you it was from the Hershey Foundation.
Oh, so the Hershey Foundation was $12,500?
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah! That's nice. And so, if the last Brown Foundation was grant was last March, then maybe we'll get one from Brown this very soon.
Yeah, the man, Travis Mathis, seems to produce this for the station every year. I think he only skipped 1 year, and I don't know why. But, yeah, I hope so.
Well, we probably should thank our prison show people more. We need to acknowledge them because they sure do work hard. And I have been trying very hard for the last year to find somebody to do an ecology show. And if anyone here has any suggestions, I would suggest that you call David. I mean, I've called the CEC people. I've talked to my friend Nan Hildreth. I have ideas. I just got Nan on to talk about, for example, I put Nan on in touch with Egberto Willie so she could talk about how she raises money for Kiva. And the way she invests is she tries to find people that want to buy solar cookers or something that has an environmental impact. and offered a matching grant for anyone that donated to KPFT, match it for Kiva up to a certain amount. So I guess we need to find out. I guess I need to find out from you how much he collected on that day. I think you may have already said it.
I sent you something.
I think you did. And I think, I can't remember if I've sent them the money already. Anyway, I'll get the answer to that. No, I haven't. Number one, we did get the money for NAM. You sent me that, the stuff on NAM. I need to look for something from you for Kiva.
Okay. You just have to remind me on what date that was.
Okay. I'll get that information for you. Okay. So everybody here, if we're getting this grant for ecology programming, I certainly think that's something that we need to have more programming about. Because I can think of 100 topics of ecology and environment that need to be covered, could be covered on our station. So anybody, if you have ideas of somebody that like to do a program and has the expertise, please contact David. Okay.
And Bill Fistak.
I'm sorry, Bill, go.
Yeah, in fact, I was going to suggest, if you can't find somebody to do a show just on that specifically, perhaps it could start out being just a science show, maybe heavily on environmental stuff. But there's so many science topics that we don't cover. We don't have any science shows. That's something kind of lacking. Or health. So it might be a combination health, environment, environmental stuff. And, there's here with, all the oil and gas companies and other polluters in the area, all that could kind of fit together pretty well. But I don't have any suggestions unless you ask Pat Greer. Maybe she could suggest somebody. I remember when she decided to stop doing her show, I asked her, "You sure you want to do this?" And she just sounded like she was kind of tired of doing it and then made some comment that she thought maybe some people are afraid that she was getting monotonous, covering the same thing too much. I didn't necessarily think so, but but she might know people that could. She interviewed a lot of people, on the show. Mm-hmm. And H.C. Clark, of course, was her co-host. And the other thing I was going to say, to answer your other question about taxes, looking at the income statement, well, Lyndon beat me to it on the grants, but also on under taxes, under administrative expenses, there was, in January of this year, it was $4,557, which sounds like maybe property taxes for that LaPorte house, because we usually don't have anything on taxes like that.
Well, I'm glad it's on the market. So
yeah.
I've got my fingers crossed on that. Any other questions or any other comments from Robin? No? Let's go on to item
This is Lyndon for the stack.
Go ahead, Lyndon.
I just saw throw in, I think Sabrina Jacobs, who is on our PNB, does a climate show in L.A. It's just a thought.
She's in Berkeley.
Oh, Berkeley. Okay. Well,
yeah,
whatever.
KPFA.
They don't care.
Robin, are we going to take the time to actually write to Hershey and say thank you for the gift and we have covered these topics in the last year or something? Are we still playing Bird Note?
I don't know about Bird Note. She's already been thanked in writing and in person. David has met with her a couple of times. So I think she's being taken care of pretty well.
David, I'm sorry. Who was it that said that David should meet somebody with the Brown Foundation? Who was it that just said David should meet with somebody?
If that was Wendy, I just suggested. I mean, he's probably already thought of it, but I was just wondering if Robin wanted to mention it to that, I bet he would want to call him. I don't know.
Yeah, it's actually Travis Mathis has been very incognito for years, but he's not the only major donor we have in one way or another, so I talked with David about that today.
Okay, good.
And having to acknowledge the people who give big bucks.
Okay.
In a good. Personal way.
All right, thank you, Robin. All right. Any other comments? Okay. Let's go to fundraising. I did send a letter to...
Before you get in that, let me ask a question. This is Richard.
Go ahead, Richard.
My question is this the first meeting of this committee for this year?
Yes, it is.
Shouldn't we elect a chairperson?
Oh, I'm sorry. This is not the first meeting of this year. We also had meetings in January and February.
And was there an election for chair?
No.
Well, I think we need to do that, don't we?
All right. Do you want to move that we take nominations up until, let's say, April 1st, and that we have elections at our next meeting?
I would just as soon nominate you to be the chair.
Okay. I tell you what, I would say Richard Uzzell now moves that we hold elections for chair. I put out the agenda and I did not put this on the agenda. So we might have some flack about that. I don't know. But if
just ask if there's objections to have elections now.
Is there any objections right now to having an election for chair? Hearing no objection.
Teresa.
Mm-hmm.
Do we not have to have election voting in writing anymore? Because I've done that other committee, I think, too. They wanted to just do it by calling the roll, and I'm happy to do that, but I just wonder if it's just, I don't think it's legal.
This is Bill. We can move.
Go ahead, Bill.
Well, the purpose of having them in writing is to preserve secret ballot. And so if everybody's willing to not have a secret ballot, have it let people know how they voted, then you don't need to do that. And, I mean, this is a subcommittee, essentially, of the PNB. And so, you know, it's more important to have secret ballot for people who are electing directors to the PNB. But we're a committee of the LSB, which is a committee of the PNB. So I think you just ask if anybody here minds just electing him, you know, by roll call. It's a lot of work for Terry and whoever he gets to help do that balloting, too, to do it for, you know, every station and hopefully not every committee also.
Okay. Well, I did make announcements at the LSB several times about when this meeting was, and I did send out the minutes. And in the minutes, it says when this meeting is. And this meeting was noticed on KPFTX. So I would assume that whoever's on this call are people that want to be on this committee. And if that's what the committee wants, then we can hold elections now, since it's clearly a majority with no objections. May I also ask if we will hold elections for a secretary now? Is there any objection to that? Okay, hearing none. Do we have any nominations? Okay, I'm gonna put Teresa Allen convened and Bill Crozier took notes. Okay, do we have any nominations for chair?
Mine.
Sorry?
Mine. You.
Richard Uzzell?
Right.
Okay, I will accept. Any other nominations for chair? Okay.
I move we elect you by acclamation.
Okay. Okay, so are you moving that?
By acclamation. There are no other candidates.
Okay. Are there any nominations for secretary?
No, you have to ask if anybody objects.
Oh, is there any? I'm sorry. Is there any other? Is there any objection to voting Teresa Allen as chair by acclamation? Hearing none, I'm elected chair by acclamation, and thank you very much. Any nominations for secretary? I will nominate Bill Crozier as note taker, and I will be happy to type up the minutes if he will accept the nomination as note taker.
Okay. Sounds like a good combination. Although somebody else wants to be secretary, that's fine with me too.
Oh,
and I'll take notes for them as well.
You can hear the clamor as you speak.
Do we have anyone else that would like to serve as secretary? Okay. Hearing none. Okay. Bill Crozier accepts. And I will also put in there in the notes that and that I will type up the minutes. Type and distribute.
Yeah, just for the record, you can say Richard moved that be done by acclamation also.
To elect by acclamation. Okay, is there any objection to accepting Bill Crozier as note taker by acclamation? Pass without objection. All right. Well, that's maybe not the fastest election process that we've ever done, but it was pretty painless. Can we move on, or is there
I have a question I'd like to ask too. This is Richard again.
All right. More administrative stuff?
No.
All right. Go ahead, Richard.
Y'all were talking about an environmental show, and all the conversation that I heard sounded to me like it was about adults, older people. What about contacting schools and seeing if we can get some kids involved?
Good idea.
Maybe even do the whole program with the kids.
You know, that's a very good point.
Thank you.
Is there someone that would like to talk to, because we have no program director, is there someone that would like to talk to David about that?
Bill, I'm not volunteering, but Stack.
Go ahead, Bill.
You know, just bear in mind, teachers are probably going to be involved too, and I just hate to put any extra work on teachers right now, because they're already stressed so much with the pandemic and all the extra work from that. But it does sound like a good idea once we get out of pandemic mode. Maybe even during it, I don't know.
There's a saying, just say no. You know, if you don't want to do it,
yeah,
you can't do it.
Yeah, but I would have to ask around the schools, and I guess they're calling the principals or somebody and say who is interested in environment and might be able to help with this.
Well,
but you still probably go through a teacher.
They have Clark.
Our general manager had suggested from the very beginning that he would like to have more students involved at the station, so maybe he is willing to do this. I know from personal experience that at Lone Star College, for example, they have an active civic engagement program, and if someone wanted to do a civic engagement project that involves environment, they could do something like this. So I will be happy to reach out to Lone Star, to either the science departments or HCC. I'll be happy to do that and then refer them to David.
Wendy for the stack.
Go ahead, Wendy.
So when I was in the membership office, I had started talking to Olive Hershey, and I don't know that she... Remember all those people that don't ever want Pacifica to take any grants because then they'll start... They think they'll dumb down the programming or... not talk to about criticizing Raytheon or whatever. That I don't know that she has commissioned a program. She is in support of environmental programming, and so I don't know that it's this committee's job to go out and create an environmental program or start. I think it's a little. I think that she's happy right now, and then that we should definitely, we always want more environmental programs anyway, but I'm a little confused as to how this is getting so far as to have you calling people, Teresa, without even talking to David. He's been talking to her extensively, so he probably has his own ideas, about what's expected,
I understand, and I never, ever promise anyone a show. I just think that there is a need, and the fact that this person has offered us this grant, maybe just that someone sees a need, that this is something we should be covering in our news and public affairs. In fact,
No, I agree with that.
Wally James, for example, could be, in the course of his program, interviewing people that are environmentalists, for example.
There are lots of shows that... Vegan Show Prep does, too.
Yep. Wally for Stack.
Earth Day events, Earth Day
shows,
and whatever. Anyway, thank you, Richard. Let's move on to...
Wally,
follow up. Whether you know it or not, I've always encouraged the environmental shows on KPFT, and have actually had meetings at the station and recruited for them. So
before you go away from that subject, may I say one last thing?
I believe Wally's on the stack.
I'm trying to finish this so I can mute myself. I think rather than Teresa contacting anybody about that, I think we just should tell David that it's out here, we need to do it, and we encourage him to do it with kids or students. I don't think you, Teresa, need to go contact anybody. No offense, let the general manager do it. He knows what he wants.
Okay. I'm going to make a notation that the chair will mention this to the general manager. Okay, I'll send him an email. Okay.
He could ask if it needs help.
Thank you.
Wally for the stack.
Go ahead, Wally.
I had some young people from the Sunrise Movement on. And their big thing is climate change. And a lot of these were kids in school or some just out of school. And I think that, they would want to get involved, to really enjoyed being on the show. And so would have to see, what else about the environment. So it's not just a single focus, but I think that would be a good place to start. And there's also people in the Sierra Club that been real good supporters of KPFT who we might want to outreach to.
Okay. All right. I tell you what,
Teresa,
talk about that.
Could I say one more thing, Teresa?
Okay, go ahead.
Wally, those, I don't know how this works when there's no studio that everybody goes to, but do you guys fill out those forms that talk about what your show was about, those public affairs forms? That would be a good... when you have grants like that, you have to have reporting on the grants, and so when you have on somebody that fits with the grant, it would be good to tell the station, or I guess Robin is probably the one who will have to be doing these final reports and stuff. But besides for the FCC reports, the public affairs sheets would be a perfect place to do it. But that's all. Just tell Robin when you do an environmental segment of any kind.
That's a good idea.
Right.
Yeah.
Paperwork. Okay. Let's go to fundraising.
And Bill for the stack.
I did send an email to Robin and the general manager asking them to either hire someone to call lapsed members or find a volunteer to do it. I don't care who, as long as it's done, because I think that our listeners need that. Sometimes they're totally unaware that their membership has lapsed. There were two things I mentioned in the message, and one had to do with fundraising, that had to do with lapsed members. So if you can let me know what you and David think of that, or if there's in any way that we can help, please let us know.
Oh, yeah. I sort of skimmed that email just before I got on here. So, yes, I will definitely discuss it with him.
Okay.
Your ideas.
The other item is special promotions. Is there anything that we need to be working on? I guess I should have put on here, I did mention to Robin at one point, maybe we should, since we did put a down payment for our anniversary ball at the Buffalo Soldiers Museum, we don't get that back. It's non-refundable. And I don't know. I would think they would have a little bit of an obligation to give it back since they were not holding any events there. It was not our fault that they were not holding any events there. But maybe at some point we need to reconsider whether we hold a ball there, a gala. Is there anyone here that would like to participate in considering whether we hold a gala in November of 2021?
First, I think we need to check if the museum is even open. I had heard a few months ago that they were in dire straits because of COVID and whatnot. So we may or may not be able to use that space. Just a FYI.
Well, you know, we should probably interview them.
Bill for the stack.
Go ahead. Let me say one thing before I put Bill on. I did talk with Mr. McKinney today, and he said that he would be willing to interview all of our programmers. So I should probably mention
that
to David.
That's amazing.
Does he know how many there are?
No, he is willing to do that. And I'm surprised he hasn't reached out to the Buffalo Museum. Maybe they haven't even thought of that, but I think a lot of people have forgotten about nonprofits in this time of COVID. And so, Wally, I would suggest you get a hold of Mr. McKinney and talk about your show, and if you want his phone number, just call me.
I'll do that.
Go ahead, Bill.
Let's see. Personally, I don't think November is a good time for a gala for us. We have city elections this year in November. People tend to be really, a lot of KPT people tend to be really busy working on that, getting out the vote, working with their favorite candidate, and then maybe doing a little resting after that. The Houston Peace and Justice Center has their annual award ceremony, usually the week after the election day. And so I don't know. And there's also Thanksgiving, of course. So I don't know. If we're going to have something, I think we should think about having it in September or October. But I don't know about COVID either, so I'm not sure that's feasible. But hopefully things will be better by then. The other thing I was going to say, though, is that yeah, and this is, can we give people, we give people a reason for donating more? Or let me back up a little bit. You know, David, I think, is planning some program changes. He really needs to make, he realizes that, you know, the fund drive didn't do well. He's got to have shows that people will listen to and support and bring back listeners and donors. I don't think he's even figured out all the details of what he wants to do, but I think we need to support him on whatever he says that makes sense. And, you know, there's always pushback whenever there's program changes, but we've got to do something to get the revenue up. But also a little bit more longer term, and this might be give people more reason to donate, some particularly major donors. I'm not sure we're going to be able to salvage or stay in that building, you know, because of all the, you know, facilities issues with it. We also don't know what's going to happen with this loan. It may get swallowed up to help pay for part of the big loan that, you know, that's refinanced the debt to WBAI. But I guess what I'm thinking is that maybe we should be thinking about putting together a group of major donors to buy a building or rent a building at least, and perhaps buying it later. Even if you rent one, you need money pretty quickly to, you know, put it, build studios and things like that. But I think we should be thinking about that and talking to David about it and Robin together and figure out, you know, if we're going to have a gala, that's the kind of thing that people really might like to donate for. And it might really get people to open their wallets a little bit. Having something tangible like that, you know, entices people to give. Maybe Robin has better ideas than me about that, of course, but so let's think about
it. I think that as soon as we know what the plans for physical space are, then, yeah, I think something, I don't even know if it's a gala, you know, like sitting around tables and looking at chandeliers is a thing we should do. but doing something to engage our major donors. Some of them have come through in a big way recently. And for a new space, I personally think we need to get the hell out of that building. And, I think that's something that we should do as soon as we know what the plan is for physical space.
You know, there was
quick thing just to think about also when you talk to David. If we're going to get put together a building committee or something like that, I think I'm thinking it should be a separate organization so that people can donate the money to it and it won't get swallowed up to pay up debt in other stations, frankly. It should be like a Friends of KPFT thing. And, maybe you couldn't officially be part of it, but you know, you could, if that makes sense to David, then, you know, the station could facilitate contacting people and encouraging them to donate to an organization like that. That would be where they know that the money they donate is going to stay at KPFT.
I cannot imagine our national organization suggesting, okaying that.
They don't have to do it. That's why it's another reason. Well, let's talk separately, though.
Okay. I did see something in the paper in the last couple days about fundraisers, and they were like mini picnics. I forget what organization it was, but we need to. I think we should have a small group that talks about this on a regular basis, even if it's only like a half an hour. I think that Mr. McKinney was willing to help, and what's the name of the woman that works with Mr. McKinney occasionally? You know, we need to think a little bit out of the box when it comes to our fundraisers.
Who's Mr. McKinney?
Mr. McKinney runs the Houston Hour at 3 p.m. on Thursdays. He is a master tour guide and historic consultant, and he does. He took over the Ecology Hour at when Pat Greer left, but he's not really an environmentalist. He knows the history and architecture and historic sites of Houston. So he talks. In fact, if you Google the Houston Hour and just spell out the word Mr. McKinney, you'll see what he does. And he uses social media pretty extensively, so he is constantly talking about his radio show on KPFT, which is refreshing.
It's interesting.
Right now, I think on Thursday he's going to interview somebody that was head of the symphony choral group or something that won a Grammy, among other things. I mean, lots of he discusses lots of things. But anyway, my point is, perhaps there are some of us who would like to discuss, one at a time functions that would be a fundraisers. A lot of people don't really want to attend a lot of meetings, but they want to work on one specific project. So if you have a project that you think could, raise a bunch of money with minimal effort, that sounds like fun, especially, let me know, and we will maybe sit down with Robin and write it up and make a proposal to Robin or something like that. Okay, because this idea, forget what it was for, and I'll look in the paper and see if I can find it again. But it was, I just see fundraisers, like the symphony just raised $800,000, and I don't know what this other thing was for, but it had something to do with mini picnics, so I guess they were probably social distancing and raising money at the time. Okay, so back to promotions. We talked about the gala. And are there any other items that people would like to talk about specifically? Anything coming up or on your mind? Okay. Okay. Let's go then to social media. So we're now talking about outreach. I'm still very disappointed at the use of our Facebook page. This is one of the things I talked about Mr. McKinney with today. He hires someone that posts things on social media. He also has an intern, a student intern, who is doing specific things. And, for example, I don't quite understand everything about Facebook, but he is sharing things to KPFT, and nobody is putting it on KPFT's Facebook page. I think you have to share it. I think somebody at KPFT has to share it. So I think we need some more consistent process for using our Facebook page. And I'm hoping that our general manager will either hire somebody even just a couple hours a week, or find a volunteer that would commit to a couple hours a week. I guess I will put that in writing, unless someone here has some other ideas. I put this under outreach because I think that what we have to do is somehow promote things that are on our shows. Like, Wally James is going to be interviewing so-and-so on Thursday. Isn't that exciting? Blah, blah, blah. Just like Mr. McKinney is doing, but there's nobody. He's throwing the ball toward KPFT, but nobody's catching it. And so I think this falls under social. I think this falls under outreach. Any comments? I tell you what. I'm going to write something up. I will try to send it to people. And if you have something you'd like to add, would you please call me? And we will. We will draft it or improve it.
Bill, for the stack.
So as to help. Go ahead, Bill.
You know, I still think there's another thing. We should just ask David how we can help. We can give him suggestions, like you're saying, with social media and whatever. But, you know, he's really got his hands full. But, you know, volunteers can help with a lot of this stuff. But we need to know what he wants and what his plans are.
Huh? Okay. I agree.
So I just don't want him to feel like he's got to do it all by himself or with paid staff, because we don't have the money to pay people to do a lot of this.
I don't know what else I can do other than say, how can I help? How can I help? How can I help? How can I help? How can I? So that's what's on my mind. Okay, thank you, Bill. You're right. Y'all want to help. Same thing with website. I think that we're just not utilizing it properly, and maybe we need to get with Ali Lexa at KPFK or somebody that could give us some advice. Any other comments on that? Robin, when's the last time an email blast went out?
Oh, gosh.
Robin, we can't hear you.
I'm here. Maybe about 3 weeks ago, something like that.
Okay. And you're the one doing all the work, right?
On those email blasts to the public, well, to the members anyway. Yeah.
Okay. So do we have two lists, the public and members?
No, we have members, a list of people whose email addresses we've gathered. A lot of them are not members, but they get the emails anyway.
Okay. And I'm assuming you want... You see the one that WBAI sends out, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you see any other? Does KPFK have one also?
Yes.
Okay. Do you get ideas from them that are useful?
Oh yeah, very much so.
Okay.
But their content, their ability to gather content, especially from their programmers, is far superior to what KPFT has. And that's one of the real sticking points. We have, 70, 80 programmers with different programs, including on HD, which we always forget about.
Uh-huh.
And there's no place where information about upcoming programs is gathered. So, yeah, some people put things, you know, out on social media that may or may not be seen by anyone associated with KPFT, and that's the thing that has to happen, and I've talked to David about this also.
Okay.
That you have to have someone who accumulates all this stuff and gets contact with the programmers somehow,
mm-hmm.
so that they can say, next Tuesday, you know, so-and-so is going to be interviewed, or I'm going to play this set, or whatever it may be. Because if you look at the other stations, their content in their email blast and on their website comes mostly from their programmers.
Okay. Well, When I look at the WBAI blast, I don't really see, I see things about fundraisers. I see maybe occasionally something about a premium. I don't really see a list of what show, who is doing what. I do get Pacifica announced, so I know, for example, what Dean Becker's talking about, the labor show out of New York. I see them on Pacifica announced, which is the same thing that all the affiliates see of syndicated programmers, syndicated programs. Is there anybody that doesn't understand what I'm talking about? Y'all know what I'm talking about? We have syndicated programming, and these programmers submit things saying, on this show, we are going to be interviewing so-and-so. And I see about 20 of them a week, which is what programmers and general managers that are affiliates see in case they decide to cover those shows. You know, if they had an opening, or they might automatically take, you know, David Pac-Man or whatever, or Dean Becker.
Bill for the stack.
Century of Lies or whatever. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, I've been on that Pacific announce list for a long time too. That's really announcing what's on audio port, and so it's usually after the show airs. So it's like this is what's on the show because they've already recorded it. Of course, if you know who's coming up on your show, you can still do forward promotion and say we're mm-hmm. planning to interview this person or these guests, and they're going to be talking about this, or they're going to have this kind of music or whatever. That would be wonderful to do. And you're right, we don't really have a mechanism set up to notify people in advance, and this could be tied in with social media and as well as email blasts. Although, you know, a lot of programmers don't know who they're going to be getting as guests or when until shortly before the show airs. You know, things tend to change, and so it's a little harder. It's not like KUHF when they know, you know, 3 or 4 weeks in advance what they're going to have on a particular day. I think
well,
they still do that
in,
most of the time.
If you tune into the Houston Hour, he said that he tapes his, and it will sound as if it's happening in real time, which is what David Bass says he's going to, that he can train our people to tape shows.
Yeah, yeah, but we need to get away from requiring them to record them several days in advance, because that's, it limits, I mean, it's probably fine for that show. It's basically about history, but it's not so good for public affairs shows, because you typically want to be talking about what's in the news right now, not what was in the news several days ago.
Well,
but you're right. Well, and if you're pre-recording it, you know exactly what's going to be on the show before the show airs.
Well, if anyone has any ideas of something that might be amusing or newsworthy for the email blast, please contact Robin at robin@kpft.org. Robin, when people dial the 4,000 number, there is no way for them to get through. Someone tried to do that today, tried to call you. So they either have to have your personal cell number or your email address. Is anybody trying to get that fixed?
Yeah, Bobby is supposed to be trying to get it fixed. The PBX has just gone dead, so he has to fix that.
So that's true for anybody calling the 4,000 number. They're totally not able to get a hold of KPFT.
Yeah.
That's
it is
bad.
A problem. You know, I call it to get my voicemails, but it's been dead since the freeze.
Uh-huh. So literally you can't even can you check your emails?
I can check my email. Email's no problem.
You can check your voicemails. You can check your voicemails?
No.
Because people can't call and get your voicemail right now, right?
Correct. And I can't call and pick them up either. So, but Bobby is aware of this. He's very aware.
Okay. All right. So, if anyone has any suggestions for email blasts, we're not We're not forcing Robin to do anything. We're just trying to help her find something newsworthy. All right.
And KPFT related, please.
Yes, KPFT related. All right. I'm in Galveston and thinking of KPFT. Well, I've done that. I'm in California thinking of KPFT. Here's KPFT made out of pine cones here.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. All right. Here it is made out of seashells. Yeah. All right. Now, to any other efforts to reach listeners, I also, in this letter to the GM and also to Robin, suggested that we should either have an email, have a PSA that says, we want stories about KPFT. Please contact this email address, and somebody will call you back. When we met last year on March 1st or 2nd, we did videos of people telling their stories. A lot of our former general managers, program directors, engineers, long-time listeners. We still have many stories because there were a lot of people that didn't attend that party. I am suggesting that we find a volunteer or two, people maybe not interested in running for the board, to call these people. This would not necessarily generate money, but if there are people that like to talk to other people and are very empathetic or compassionate, I love our listeners, and they have amazing stories of how they relate to KPFT and what's happening to them now. And if this person had the capability of saying, hey, that was a very interesting thing that you said, can I turn on a recorder and record this for posterity? I know I personally have talked to people that said, hey, I would like to, you know, I'd be willing to do that. So if there's anyone on this call that knows someone that might like to do that, please email Robin at robin@kpft.org, because we have lots of listeners, I think, that they would love to be called. Okay, any other outreach issues? It was said at the last LSB meeting that we're not doing much. I guess I could be standing with a sign over 59 at an overpass, but obviously we can't really do much tabling. But does anybody else have any outreach opportunities that come to your mind to promote KPFT? A lot of sighs. Robin. Okay, Lyndon, does anything come to your mind?
I do have some, but what was your specific question again?
Obviously, we can't do tabling, and obviously, I'm not going to run around with a sandwich board, but there are maybe some opportunities for outreach that we need to consider.
And this
is brainstorming.
Okay.
I'm not going to be critical of any ideas.
Okay. Well, I've had an idea for quite a while, and I got it from watching Susan Darrow promote work show on Facebook. And I understand, I don't do Facebook. I don't have a Facebook account. I've never had a Facebook account. So I know very little about it, but I hear that it's fairly real inexpensive to contact people or put ads out there. And I think that we ought to be targeting some of these areas that have new apartment complexes, you know, those fairly expensive ones that have built up inside the loop in the last 10 years, and try to see if we can send ads or, you know, something towards those people to get them to recognize that KPFT exists.
A certain demographic, then.
Yeah, and then maybe we can see through our, you know, through the history of our donations, our pledges that come in by zip code if it works or not.
Okay.
So. Bill for the sec.
Go ahead, Bill.
Part of the problem with advertising or promoting KPFT is that we don't have a format. You know, we're kind of different than just about every other radio station in Houston and most places. So you can't just say turn on KPFT at any random time because people may not like what they hear. They may not be interested in that. I think we need to think more like TV stations do. We've talked about this before. TV stations don't say turn on channel 13 or and watch what's there. They promote specific programs that they think may be popular and try to target those ads to people likely to be interested in that. And so I think we probably should wait. We should be thinking about it now. Wait till see what changes David's going to make to the schedule, mm-hmm. and then help him promote that. And even if it's, I don't know if it's going to be all at once or if it's going to be, you know, gradual, even if you just change a few shows, we should send out news releases at least and blast out to our email and encourage people to forward to their friends who may not be on KPFT's email list, you know, about this no show or this popular show is now on at a different time or it has more time, more hours or whatever it is, whatever the changes are, make it positive and something people will want to check out and see what's there. And you want to get the curiosity level up. I mean, press releases tend to get ignored a lot by the media, but if we maybe do enough of them or if we, I don't know if we have any inside connections with Houston Chronicle or whatever, and there are, there's social media too.
We haven't had anything in the Chronicle about KPFT's new general manager, to my knowledge, so maybe we do need to send something to the Chronicle. Like,
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Right now, we don't know who's going to write this press release. But good idea, Bill. I think you're right.
Anyway, just publicize whatever changes there are in programming. That could be a news thing. And, you know, to get people's attention, we should promote that.
Okay. Good point. Deb, do you have any ideas that come to mind?
I've been percolating a bunch, but I think I need to get back there before I can. I'll probably be back in about a month, but it doesn't seem appropriate for me to think about projects when I'm not there to do them.
Well, any ideas would be greatly appreciated.
We're all doing it remotely.
Yeah, we're all remote, Deb Shafto. So that,
yeah, that's true. But I'm
okay.
Remoter than most. Okay.
All right. Richard, does any idea come to mind? I'm not putting anybody's name on these.
I'm sorry, I wasn't there.
Well, obviously, we need to target his apartment complex. The question is, and we're not being critical, and I'm not putting names to any of these suggestions. I'm saying, do you have any idea of some special effort that we could make to reach listeners?
Not really.
Okay. How about Wendy Schrell? Does anything come to mind? Nope. Right. Wally James, does anything come to mind?
Nothing I can think of right now.
Okay. How about Mike Lewis? Anything come to mind?
The only suggestion that I have is still keep hitting up Twitter and Facebook because I still keep promoting KPFT on Facebook every week, and I've even put videos out there from one of my candidate, Ron. I put that on there as well so people can watch it on my Facebook page. And I forgot to tell y'all.
What do you mean candidate?
When I ran for the local station board, I put that video out there again. And I have a lot of ideas that I have for the station. And I wanted to remind you all, David Mancini off of the prison show does a geology show on one of the HD channels once a week. I don't know if he's been doing it regularly since the pandemic kicked in, but he's a geologist and he does a lot of shows for a lot of the oil companies around town and the geologist here in Houston.
All right. How about Mary? Thank you. Mike, especially for your Facebook fundraising. Marianne Martinez, do you have any ideas that come to your mind?
Well, I'm trying to think of something that won't cost any money. But, you know, I don't know if we still have some of those old banners and things that we could hang up just to bring people's attention, that could be placed somewhere, a strategic location, where we could draw attention to KPFT. You know, like with banners or posters, if we could have some of those made, but that probably going to cost some money.
Well, I'll say this. I have an old banner. This says Democracy Now! 90.1 FM. I'll find some friends and I'll stand above the highway for an hour and see if it gets any attention.
Oh yeah, you mentioned.
And I have a blank
well.
One too. Huh?
I said I'll join you.
Oh, bless your heart. I need to have at least three people, because one time I had a banner that said peace is patriotic. I was standing over 45, just north of 1960, at Hollow Tree. And I was standing with David, forget his name, David something. Anyway, one on each end. A guy pulled up in his truck, jumped out, pulled out a knife, slit my banner in half, right?
Oh, my God.
Jumped back in his truck. So I don't go unless I have at least three people, one for each end of the banner and one to take a picture. All right. Unless anybody has another suggestion, we'll go on to the next item. But thank you. Thank you, Deb. I will follow up on the banner situation. Any new business? Somebody just try to say something? Okay. Let's set the next meeting. When I look at, maybe, perhaps at this point we would like to set a specific time for our meetings. Second Tuesdays is not good. If I go, because that's National Finance Committee meetings. It looks like third Tuesdays of the months are open, or first Tuesdays of the months are open. Does anyone here have a problem or a suggestion for either of those two, first or third Tuesdays of the month? All right. Any preference? Robin, any preference?
Either one would work for me.
Any time for you that's a preference, Robin?
This time works best for me. Earlier would not work.
Okay, so we're going to go with 6 p.m. Central, and we're going to go with the first Tuesday of every month. Except
we'll just have to change it in November. It's Election Day.
And we
have a ways off.
And we'll have to change it also if it's for 4th of July. Well, the 6th of July is... So we're going to go
the 4th is
first
Sunday.
Hmm?
The 4th of July is on a Sunday this year, so...
I know.
The first Tuesday's okay.
I just wanted to make sure it didn't land on the same. Okay, so does anyone want to move that we adjourn?
So moved.
Oh, by the way, hey, Teresa, I have on my records, on my calendar, KPFT Finance Committee is meeting April 6th at 4 o'clock. I guess that's okay if this meeting's at 6, they'd be back-to-back.
Let me go to this. Lyndon,
I don't know if it's on the KPFTX calendar.
Lyndon, when are the Finance Committee meetings? Next. There are two. I thought it was the 2nd and 4th.
I'm talking about the KPFT Finance Committee.
April. I'm looking
well, I put down April 6th at 4 o'clock, but I don't know if maybe that's not right. I think that's what we decided at the end of the last meeting.
Okay, well, you're probably right. I think you're right, but it has not been scheduled yet.
It's not on KPFTX, yeah.
Okay. Well, then let's go. I have no clue as to whether what KPFT Finance Committee meetings are going to be moving forward. I think we said something, we wanted to have it on the 13th, but I know what it was. Markeisha couldn't have it on the 13th, so we moved it up to the 6th.
If later is better for Robin, how is would 6:30 work? And that would give people a chance to eat a little dinner between the two meetings for those of us on both of them.
Well, I have a feeling that the KPFT finance meetings are going to go back to the second Tuesdays of every month, although I could be wrong. Robin, I would rather have our meetings at 6. If we hold the finance meetings at 4 and the development at 6, we could hold on the 6th of April, we could say at 6:30 and maybe schedule the other meetings at 6. Is that okay with everybody on this call, that we go with on April the 6th at 6:30 and from then on first Tuesdays at 6 p.m.?
That
no problem
for me.
Does anybody have a problem
yep.
with that? I know none of you are going to be at the next meeting, but I love you anyway. All right. Everybody, I'm going to let you go. That's the plan. I'm going to schedule all these meetings on KPFTX, and I hope you have a great evening.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Thank you,
Thank
Teresa.
You all. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Thank you, Richard. Bye-bye.
And thanks, Robin.
Thank you, Robin.
Thanks, Robin.
Thanks, Teresa.
Bye-bye.
Everybody and Robin.
Bye.
You are currently the only person in this conference.